Good morning, beloved. Today we are praying for the nation of Kenya in keeping with what Psalm 119, verses 25 through 32 say. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me. Graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. God, we do pray for our brothers and sisters all the way in Africa. We pray that as they wrestle with loss of livestock, food price inflation, and even famine afflicting many parts of the country, you would strengthen them with the stability that comes in your law, that they would be a people who would see that their life is bound up with your word, and that in Jesus Christ, there is not only physical restoration, but spiritual rejuvenation. We are praying that the massive evangelical presence that has been there for years, we continue to make known the kingdom of God with civility, with charity, with compassion, with courage, with tenacity and zeal, but doing so in a way that makes known that the resurrected one is Lord above all. We praise you, God, that you are the one who gives growth, and you've sent revivals that have deeply impacted Anglican, Presbyterian, and Methodist churches. And yet, God, we do not want to see your kingdom stop growing. So we come pleading for our brothers and sisters as they go through not only understanding seasons of blessing, but also seasons of sorrows. And then every way they would be able to say, just as your word said, that you have taught them to put away false ways and graciously live in faithfulness as they cling to your testimonies, O Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved.